Joining me this morning is Sheridan County Commissioner candidate Dennis Fox. Dennis, how are you today?
I am well, Brady. How are you?
Doing well. I appreciate you you taking the time with us today. And let's jump on into it. You are running for Sheridan County Commissioner, and I know you kind of had something you'd like to open with before we jump into the Q&A portion. So, again, this is Dennis Fox, Sheridan County Commissioner candidate.
Well, again, Brady, thank you very much for this opportunity. It's a real pleasure to speak with you today. I'm a veteran, former business owner, and a home builder. I've earned Air Force Navigator wings, a commercial pilot's license, and a master's degree. And I'm running for Sheridan County Commissioner to speak up for lower taxes, less government, and more freedom. I'm running because Sheridan County is a great place to live, work, and play, and I just want to keep it that way.
All right. Again, this is Dennis Fox. And Dennis, you kind of touched on this here with your opening statement, but kind of expand on why you decided to run for this position.
Well, there's a lot of reasons, Brady. The first one is I ran in 2014, and I was the only Republican to file to run against the three incumbent commissioners. Had I not filed, we would have had no option at all. So I thought the people of Sheridan County deserve to have an option instead of just letting the commissioners sail right through the primary. And in that year, in 2014, I was the only challenger of either party. So unchallenged government is unhealthy government, and that's why I ran to give Sheridan County voters an option. I did the same thing again in 2016. I was the only Republican to run, and I'm the only one now to take on all five commissioners. Again, the entering argument was to give Sheridan County voters an option. Well, it worked. Now we have plenty of options. There's 10 candidates on the Republican ticket running for the three seats.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about your experience in qualifications for the position.
Okay, my undergrad is political science. I went right into the Air Force and flew as a navigator for more than 20 years. Traveled a great deal of Europe and Africa and saw a lot of the world. And when it was time to retire, I could have retired any place in the world. I obviously chose America, the greatest country on earth. And I came straight to Wyoming the minute I retired. And I found a home here, and I've built my own house here, and this is my home for the duration.
And Dennis, what do you see as the biggest issue facing the county over this next term?
Well, it's several things, Brady. The first one is, since the 2018 financial crisis, I'm sorry, that it's been 10 years, since the 2008 financial crisis, we've had a sputtering, lagging economy. If you look at sales tax revenue totals in Sheridan County over the last 10 years, they've been significantly declining or at best flat. And I think one of the reasons is our sales tax is too high. So that's a major issue for me. The second one that goes along with that is job creation. I would like Sheridan County to be the high-tech job creator of Wyoming, and we can do that. We have abundant natural resources with coal, and I think one of the great starting points would be taking that coal and making it into something that adds value to it. Instead of just burning it for electricity, let's find a product that we can do value added to and make it right here in Sheridan County and with the high-tech jobs.
And Dennis, you talk about job creation. What can you do as a county commissioner on that level? What can you do to help attract maybe outside businesses like Weatherby that's coming here? What can the county commissioners do to help attract business to Sheridan County?
Well, the first thing we do is just invite companies to come out and see us. We have the number one attraction, and that is you get to live and work in Sheridan County. We have great schools, natural beauty, and the friendliest people on earth, frankly. And I think we don't need to spend big bucks to get people out here. You know, invite them out, maybe spring for a hotel room, but let's let them spend a few days just meeting the people and seeing what a great opportunity it is to be right here in Sheridan County. Firearms manufacturers or anything to do with firearms would be perfect for any place in Wyoming, but especially Sheridan County, because you can go right up into the Bighorns and hunt.
Absolutely. And you know, sometimes between county and city governments, that sometimes they don't always work together on things. How important do you believe it is for the Sheridan County commissioners to work with the city when making decisions?
Well, it's very important, and the city is obviously, you know, contained within Sheridan County. So what the commissioners do is going to affect what the mayor and the city council do. So I think it's very, very important that we have communication, open lines of communication with them, and we should meet on a regular basis informally, you know, observing sunshine laws or whatever, but we should be able to communicate directly with the mayor, the city council, and work towards common goals.
And Dennis, if elected, what would be the first thing you would do as a Sheridan County commissioner?
Well, one of the first things I would do is a budget audit. I think we need to look at the books and get in there. I know our budget analyst does a great job, and there's not a budget in the world that can't withstand a little auditing and maybe a 5 or 10% reduction, not across the board, but in certain strategic areas.
And Dennis, do you have any political background? Have you served any type of office before?
No, sir. I have never held political office, and I have studied it. Like I said, my undergrad is poli-sci, and my master's is international relations. And I've studied government on the theory side for a very long time. And we're very fortunate in Sheridan County. We have a great government. The people that work day-to-day do a fantastic job. It's the leadership that I think is most important for a commissioner, and I am leading towards the direction of lower taxes and less government so that we can get our economy moving again.
And Dennis, you mentioned the budget. Have you familiarized yourself with the county budget, and if so, do you see places where maybe cuts could be made?
Well, you don't like to use the word cuts to start with. But yes, there are areas that we can do a better job. We can be more efficient. That's the driving factor for me, is government can always strive to be more efficient. I want to produce the best quality government at the least possible price and cost to the taxpayer. And that can be done by getting together with department heads and asking them to go through their departments, because they know them best, and then give an analysis to the commissioners of where we can seek improvements. And if it takes a budget decrease in some areas, then we'll do that. There might be some areas that take an increase. One of the first things I want to do is look at that 1% optional. We've had it for 35 years. It's the highest sales tax in Wyoming. No one has a higher tax than us. And I think it's become a crutch. We've become dependent upon that. And I think we can rework the budget so that we can do it without being dependent on that 1%.
And talking with Dennis Fox, Sheridan County Commissioner candidate. And Dennis, you mentioned 10 Republicans running for a few spots open here on the commission. What distinguishes you from the rest of the candidates?
Well, one of the things is, it seems like I'm the only candidate who prefers that the people of Sheridan County keep more of their money in their own pockets through lower taxation. I'm the guy that's out there saying lower taxes are better, and I know I'm the only candidate to take on high taxes and win. I fought the food tax and helped stop the 2013 property tax hike. And together, repealing those two have saved us all millions of dollars here in Sheridan County.
And Dennis, I know you have a closing statement, so I'm going to go ahead and let you do that now. This is Dennis Fox, Sheridan County Commissioner candidate.
Well, thank you again, Brady. I really appreciate this. We have a challenge before us. There are two commissioners retired, and we have 3 available open seats to fill. And what we need to do is choose the most qualified people to serve as commissioner. And I think we ought to ask, voters ought to ask each candidate a couple questions. Where do you stand on taxes? Do you prefer higher or lower taxes? And where do you stand on government? Do you prefer a bigger government or a smaller government? And I think people already know that I stand for lower taxes, less government, and more freedom. We cannot allow special interests to lead us down the road to ruin of higher taxes and bigger government. Now is the time to lift the burden of Wyoming's highest sales tax, restore a reasonable 5-cent sales tax, and start growing our economy. And if you decide I'm your man, I promise I will listen to you, and I will always tell you the truth. And the truth is, lower taxes, less government are always better.
All right, talking with Dennis Fox, Sheridan County Commissioner candidate. Dennis, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Brady.
All right, this is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And keep it tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.